If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another episode of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays, and with me, as always, is Diz. Diz, how's it going, buddy?
Going great, Patty. I'm excited for a action-packed Wednesday night, and hopefully this pod records all the way through this time.
Yes, fingers crossed. And that brings us to our next our topic of the day, and Craig screwed us. Some of you may have been wondering why we did not have a podcast released on Monday. Well,
I was pretty pissed. I'm not going to lie. I woke up on Tuesday having known what happened, expecting to listen on my drive to work, and I was pissed off. Even after I went through it, I was just expecting Sports Betting by Dummies on my Tuesday morning commute. I was pretty shitty.
Yeah, so in a nutshell, what happened is about 12 minutes into us recording the episode on Monday, there was a little noise or whatever you will for someone leaving or joining Discord. I didn't hear it because it was probably during one of my rants. And Diz said he heard something, but he thought maybe it was just someone joining, so he let it be.
In my defense, I 100% heard it. It sounded like someone joined. Because you know how when someone joins, it's a different sound than when someone leaves, Pat?
Yeah.
So I thought it was someone joining. So I thought, oh, I'm not going to say anything in case someone's like making a surprise entrance. And then you were going on your rant about the Diamondbacks, which was pure gold. So like I didn't want to interrupt you, which I'm sure you'll talk about as well on this pod. But yeah, it's on me. I should have said something, and then by the time you were done, I was so blown away by your stats and your intelligence that I forgot.
Yeah, no. And I don't blame you at all. I mean, honestly, I'm with you. Those sounds can get kind of confusing sometimes. We don't too often have people joining and leaving while we're actually in here. So, I mean, no fault to you on this one. This one's all on Craig. And I definitely, the Diamondbacks were on a 17-game losing streak, including losing 23 of their last games on the road. They were going up against the Brewers, and I went on this full-on rant while saying like, hey, this is the one that the Diamondbacks are going to win. You know, this is just, it's going to happen. And then it happened. And then I looked back and it wasn't, the podcast didn't record. So, you know, it is what it is. Hopefully Craig cooperates from now on. But,
Do you want to tell our listeners who Craig is so they don't think we're like bullying our intern or something?
So Craig is the bot that we use on Discord that records the podcast for us. I'm sure everyone has their own methods to their madness and how they record podcasts and this, that, or the other. The one that we are familiar with is this bot named Craig. And Craig will record the podcast for us, but we have to manually tell him to join and to leave and this, that, or the other. So yeah, Craig's not real. Craig is a bot, but Craig really kind of screwed us.
Wait, so why did he leave? What happened?
It literally, I got like an error message later on that just said like, hey, something messed up. And then I typed in the message at the end of the pod to tell Craig to leave. And I got a message from Craig and said, hey, but I'm not recording that channel. And that's when my heart like just sunk in my chest. And so,
absolute heater of an episode too.
Yeah, it was arguably going to be one of our best episodes. So,
I mean, like, did you hit all your best bets, right? And I hit mine, so we were literally undefeated best bets wise.
Yeah, and we're still going to talk about those best bets because I did tweet those best bets out. But
Course, on Sports Betting at Sports Betting by Dumb.
Yeah. So we will touch on that, but it was an unfortunate happening. Hopefully, it doesn't happen again. But anyways, let's move on. NBA playoffs update. Suns took a 2-0 lead without Chris Paul against the Clippers last night. Diz, did you happen to see the end of that game?
So I was asleep before the last 2 minutes that actually took 33 minutes. I don't know if you saw that on Twitter. That's insane. I wish I was watching live, but I was not. I woke up to the highlights. You know, I'm bitter about Paul George, so I love the fact that he missed two free throws and blew the game. But honestly, it's more on like just the genius and the simplicity of that out-of-bounds play. I know Dirty Mike, if he's listening to this, he's always like been a fan of the inbounds play and like why don't teams score more right off the inbounds play. So I love that. And it just the pass was perfect. Like Ayton just kind of posterized that guy. That part's kind of getting slept on too. So a lot of dope things about that play. I wish I was watching live, but nonetheless, I think you got to go Suns in four.
I think that's going to be everyone's favorite for sure. But yeah, the fact that Paul George missed two free throws with like 7 seconds left in the game. I mean, that's just, I mean, you can't write a better poem than that. But yeah, that alley-oop was sick, and I saw it this morning and I about lost it, and I didn't even know until later on in the day that Paul George missed two free throws with 8 seconds left. That would have put the game away. So big fan of that. But I'm hoping Chris Paul comes back soon. I saw something from Brian Windhorst that said he doesn't expect him to even play game four or game five.
Jeez, why is that?
It has to do
some free.
Yes, but I assume it has to do with him having to get like a certain number of negative tests before he's cleared to play. So I assume even though he's symptom free, he must be still testing positive or whatever the case may be. But maybe Brian Windhorst is wrong too. I mean, it's not LeBron, it's not his bread and butter, so maybe he's just wrong. But you know, fingers crossed that he comes back before that. But if not, I mean, there's even a chance the Suns could win this without him. And that would be, I think, ideal situation.
For sure.
Moving on, we got game one of the Bucks versus the Hawks tonight. Bucks are 8-point favorites. To me, Diz, it's easy. You take Hawks plus 8 in this one.
Yeah, I think that's a big line. The first game is such a pivotal game when it comes to how the rest of the lines are set up. So a lot of value on the first game, and I think you have to take 8 points there. It's not one of my best bets, but I definitely think I'm going to bet it. I'm just not throwing in best bets. But yeah, the first game is where you get all the value because we might find out tonight that the Bucks are going to dominate, or we might find out that this is a great, like the Hawks might have a chance to win the series. Either way, 8 points is something you have to jump on. What's the money line value, Pat?
For the Hawks or for the Bucks?
Hawks.
Hold on 1 second. Let's see. So right now
Go ahead.
The Hawks money line right now is plus 275.
Holy shizer.
Pretty tasty.
Do we just throw a little $5 Chet on that? And just that's a fat payout.
That it might be worth a sprinkle. And let me just go on my little rant here about the Hawks. So everyone has slept on the Hawks all postseason, just like they have with the Canadians in the NHL, but we will get to the Canadians. And to me, the Bucks are very similar to the 76ers. You know, when they're on their game, they could be the best team in the league, but sometimes they underperform and they're not really consistent. Coming off a big series in a game 7 against the Nets, I could see a huge letdown here from the Bucks.
Yeah, and didn't they lose by like 30 the game one against Brooklyn or something?
Yes, I think that is correct. Yeah.
Yeah, they got dominated game one. So I think game one is just a great opportunity to bet on the underdog because you really just don't know what's going to happen. And if the Hawks are truly terrible, or like not terrible, but if the Hawks truly don't stand a chance, you know, like it's not going to be worth betting on them after game one. So game one is kind of like, This is where you might have a chance. The value is worth it at this point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's transition now to the ice. We got game 6 of the semifinals tonight. Lightning versus Islanders. Lightning are up 3-2. The Lightning actually won game 5 8-0.
Jeez.
A lot of people are saying that you can't take these goals with you to the next game. The momentum doesn't go with you to the next game. The Lightning right now are only minus 150 money line favorites. But to me, there's nothing more demoralizing than losing 8-0 in the playoffs, especially in a series that was tied 2-2 going into that game. I mean, I think the series is over tonight, Diz.
I think now I really don't know. That's why I didn't bet a money line. I'm not betting the over. I'm of course I have a bet on this game. We'll get to that in best bets, but I'm honestly staying away because I don't know if it's like one, you're done, you're checked out, like Lightning are too good. We just lost 8-0. Or does it go the other way where they're pissed off? They're going back to New York tonight. Home crowd's got to be pissed. Home crowd's got to be juiced. They're one game away from going home. I think it could go either way. I think this could be a bounce back game, or I think the Lightning just roll. I really do. I don't think there's an in between. So I'm staying away from spreads. I'm staying away from money lines. I'm staying away from overs. Because before last game, the over 5.5 hadn't hit once, and then the Lightning score 8 by themselves. So like you can't expect like a trend to occur because like it's, I don't know. I really don't know what to expect. So I'm staying away from most of this game. It's going to be exciting to watch, I think, but, you know, I'm a little skeptical, so I'm staying away. I wouldn't be surprised if the Islanders won, but with that being said, I think that the Lightning will eventually win the series, whether it's tonight or in Game 7.
Yep, I'm with you. But I do want to touch on the other semifinal series as well. Canadians versus the Golden Knights. My Canadians are up 3-2 in the series, Diz. You know, on Monday, I went on this rant that said if they didn't go back to Fleury, the Golden Knights would lose this series. Well, they went back to Fleury, and he gave up 4 goals last night.
Bro, I told you, man. It's a mental thing.
So, Diz, you have to assume, right, that they will go back to the other goalie for Game 6, considering he only gave up 1 goal the game before, right? So,
have to. You got to ride him out at this point.
With that being said, I still think Carey Price is the better goaltender. Do I think it's possible that the Golden Knights take Game 6? Yes. And I do think, too, that what really worries me as a Canadiens fan, or I guess somewhat a Canadiens fan at this point, but...
Yeah, let's pipe down their bandwagon.
Hey, you found your Florida Panthers, all right? I found my Montreal Canadiens. We do not have hockey teams here.
You found your Montreal Canadiens halfway through a playoff push. I picked the Florida Panthers because I didn't want to be a bandwagon because they have the least fans of any team and they've never made a Stanley Cup.
Correct. But I don't care about that. The fact of the matter is we don't have hockey teams here in Indy. So I had to pick somewhere. You pick somewhere. You know, it is what it is. Did I pick the team that's probably going to win the Stanley Cup? Yes. But that's besides the point. Now what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. So the one thing that I would be concerned about if I was the Canadiens is losing Game 6, because if you lose Game 6, the series goes back to Vegas for Game 7. And with a crowd in there, it's just a tough place to play. So I think either the Canadiens close it out here in 6 or the Golden Knights win it in 7.
I think that's a fair assessment. I don't really know. I was originally thinking like the Canadians are hot. So I probably would agree with you in that fact of like whoever wins Game 6 is like going to win the series. But I kind of just thought the Canadians were hot, but I think the Canadians might just be good. Like, they might have just underperformed all regular season, and turns out they're really freaking good. Carey Price is the best goaltender in hockey, and you got freaking the Islanders guy's amazing. Vasilevsky's amazing. Like, Marc-Andre Fleury was really good in the regular. Like, Carey Price is the best Tendy left. Like, their offensive movement is insane. They're shutting down Vegas, which no one thought they could do. Maybe they're just better than Vegas. Like, I never thought of it like that. I thought they were just hot. So I thought maybe they could pull it out, like if they got hot at the right time. But no, I think they're just good. So I'm going Montreal in 6 or Montreal in 7.
Let's go. No respect for the Canadians, and that even, you know, helps my bandwagon case.
What were your futures? How much value you got if they win the cup?
So I've got the Canadians to win the Stanley Cup at, I believe, plus 1600. Let me see. Yeah, Canadians to win the Stanley Cup at plus 1600. But I also got in this series, at one point I got the Canadians to win this series at plus 350. And then I got him another time to win the series at plus 550. So if the Canadians win this series, I'm are making some good money there. And then I have a future for them to win the Stanley Cup at plus 1600.
There you go, Bob.
So pulling heavy for that. So let's review our best bets for Monday. Like we said, we didn't really have a podcast on Monday, but we did tweet out our best bets at SportsBetByDumb on Twitter. So if you're not following us on there, you can check us out on there. If we ever miss an episode or just something happens, you can see our bets right, on there.
So
you can see
my best bets for the night.
On there.
We're going to the MLB.
One go-to
first
place
one, we
to
got
get that
Royals
kind of
first five plus a half run versus the Yankees.
So the Royals are pitching a left-handed pitcher named Duffy.
He has a 1.94 ERA this season.
I had a perfect night,
close, but no cigar. But
you know,
it's hard to complain about
a right-hander named King. He has a 4.08 ERA with a 5.26 expected. So the advantage in the pitching game goes to the Royals. Now, the Yankees are 16th in the league against lefties, whereas the Royals are 8th in the league against righties. And I can get a plus a half a run at good value in the first five. I think this one's an easy one, Diz. I think we go Royals first five plus a half a run.
Love it.
Next one, I'm going Athletics first five minus a half a run versus the Rangers. Both teams are pitching right-handed pitchers. The A's are 18th in the league against righties, where the Rangers are 24th. The A's are pitching someone named Caprielian, who has a 2.84 ERA and a 3.66 expected. And the Rangers are pitching Foltanowicz. I don't even know how to say his name, but he's got a 5.59 ERA with a 5.32 expected. So don't love giving up a half run here in the first five, but we're doing it to get better value. So give me A's first five minus a half a run. And then finally, we're going Dodgers first five money line versus the Padres. So again, both teams are pitching right-handed pitchers. The Dodgers are 6th against righties, whereas the Padres are 12th against righties. Trevor Bauer, former Reds great, is pitching for the Dodgers. He's got a 2.45 ERA with a 3.01 expected. And then Musgrove, who's pitching for the Padres, he's been really good as well, but he's got a 2.28 ERA with a 3.31 expected. So I think the Dodgers have the advantage at bat and a slight edge in the pitching matchup as well. So give me Dodgers first five money line.
Analytics, bub.
I'm a big analytics guy, and in baseball, those seem to make the most sense and happen more often than not. So that's why I go deep into those. Diz, what are your best bets for the night?
All right, so I got three. I'm going to start with the one that's not controversial. Okay, two of these three are controversial, Patty, so just hold on to your tits for those. But my first one, I'm doing Islanders Lightning. I wanted to bet on the game. I'm probably going to watch most of the game. But I'm taking first period outcome as a tie at plus 162. I like the value. I want to bet solely on the first period here because this puck drop is at 8 p.m. Eastern, and then the Hawks-Bucks game starts at 8:45. So hopefully the first period ends right when the Bucks-Hawks game start. It should. They should line up with that. So like the intermission of the first period, I'll start watching the Bucks-Hawks game. And the reason I'm watching the beginning of the Bucks-Hawks game is because one of my bets is a FanDuel Sportsbook boost, a 3x2, which means there needs to be at least two or more three-pointers made in the first 2 minutes of the game. Not only am I betting on that, which will be over in the first 3 minutes of the game, it is a martingale. That's right. I'm coming back to a martingale.
Let's go.
I'm up $42 in seven runs of a martingale. So I'm juiced about that. I know all it takes is to lose four times in a row, and I lose it all. With that being said, now this is what's controversial, Pat. I'm running two martingales at the same time.
What?
Is that illegal? Probably. Will that?
Well, it's not. Probably. It's not technically illegal. It goes against some of the like thoughts or like, you know, it's not technically illegal. You don't go on and saying people you're doing something illegal when it's not technically illegal. It just goes against some of the things that you said
not,
in the past.
Not illegal. I'm not breaking the law. I'm not breaking the law. I meant like I meant like with the rules of Martingale. Like, am I going to land flat on my ass? Probably.
Yeah. Okay. That I can go with.
But you got to think about it. And maybe I'm going the wrong way here. If I have two martingales going at the same time, the chances of me losing four straight in both situations is less than just one, correct? And the chance of me winning one time out of four is still high in two martingales, correct?
Sure.
We can dig into that once we find out how it goes. But my second martingale is the same game, Bucks-Hawks tonight. It is another Bill Simmons bird bet boost. I'm 3-0 doing this. This is a huge payout for my martingale history. It is Giannis against Trae Young. Giannis is minus 10.5 in points, rebounds, and assists combined. Now, I know that's a lot. I know I don't like taking favorites that heavy, but I'm undefeated with the bird bet boost, and I kind of want to run two martingales at the same time. So I'm running both of those boosts for the NBA game tonight. And what I love about how I'm setting up my best bets tonight, first period, Lightning Islanders. Boom, that's going to end. We got a 20-minute intermission. I'm going to watch the beginning of the Hawks-Bucks game because I got some cheddar on the first 3 minutes. Boom, then I'm going to watch the second and third period of the Lightning Islanders game. And then I'm going to watch the end of the Hawks-Bucks game, one, just to see the end, and two, to track the stats. My bird bet boost pays out. So a lot of action tonight. I just talked for like 12 minutes. I apologize about that. But I got two martingales going at the same time and some cheddar on the Islanders Lightning. And I'm going to be able to kind of bounce back and forth and follow all three of my bets.
I love it, man. I'm all the way in with you. I like all those bets. So let's go to the Hail Mary parlay of the day. We have $1 to win $963.48. Now, hand up. Two of these are going on right now, and I know one of them already hit. So, if you wanted
already
to try
hit? To... I thought you were going to say already lost.
No, two of these already hit. Well, one of them already hit. The second one's on its way to hitting, and I'll go ahead and knock those out. So, I had Rocky's first five money line versus the Mariners. That one hit. And then right now I have Giants Angels full game under 8 runs right now. And we are 1-1 going into the 6th inning. So we're on our way for that one as well. But my other ones, so we'll stick with the MLB. We're going Red Sox first 5 plus a half run versus the Rays. Astros minus 1.5 runs full game versus the Orioles. Royals first 5 plus a half run versus the Yankees. Marlins first 5 money line versus the Blue Jays. Athletics first 5 minus a half run versus the Rangers. And Dodgers first 5 money line versus the Padres. And then I am on the NBA. I've got Hawks plus 8 versus the Bucks. And then also in the NHL, I got Lightning minus 1.5 versus the Islanders. So let's hope that hits. Diz, do you have anything you want to get off your chest before we do some housekeeping?
All I want to say is you and Mike are frauds because I'm in a group chat with you guys this morning. I'm clearly the only one working. I finally check my phone after about 20 buzzes in my pocket. I'm like honestly getting aroused by how much my phone's vibrating in my pocket. So I take it out. I look at it and you guys are talking about how awesome it was that Scherzer stared down Girardi and like took his pants off when they like did the substance check. And all I want to say is that is Nick Castellanos' energy, and you guys love it when Scherzer does it because he's not doing it against the Cardinals. That's all I want to say. If he was doing it against the Cardinals, you guys would say he's a thug. You'd say he probably was using those foreign substances. That's so capped to me. I'm loving Scherzer, and I deserve to love Scherzer. I don't know if you guys deserve to love it unless you hop aboard the Nick Castellanos train.
All right. Let me just say this. First off, it would be, I don't see the two situations as the same. Scherzer was getting checked multiple times last night by the coach of the Phillies, Girardi, who we're referencing here. And so that's just like a total D move. And there's no reason to do that over and over again. And Girardi just needs to get over himself and move on. Now, if
you're saying the Phillies are less criminal than the Cardinals for what they did.
No. The Cardinals didn't do anything, first off. Castellanos literally got up and stood in Wainwright's face and like flexed on top of him and yelled in his face. So that's ridiculous.
That's where he got thrown at. Even if it's accidental, that's okay.
No. Anyways, this situation, I equate it to like if, say, the Reds and Cardinals were playing and every time Castellanos came up to bat, the Cardinals manager asked him to check for a corked bat. Like, doing it once, sure, maybe. But if you do it over and over again, and then Castellanos, if he was to flex from the field at the Cardinals manager, like, that's fine. That is what it is. Now, if Scherzer, like, did something and, like, got in the player's face or something, then I would equate the two. But I don't see these two situations as the same.
Sure, they're not exactly the same, but it's literally, they're both just staring down someone and flexing on someone. Obviously, the situations are different, but it's the same energy. So I'm just saying, you're allowed to love on Scherzer, but give my boy Castellanos some respect. Castellanos makes baseball more fun. Sorry you had to do your Cardinals like that. But all I'm saying is put some respect on Castellanos. I'm with you. I love what Scherzer did. I think it was great. But respect my boy, please.
I have respect for Castellanos. I do. He's doing great. He's killing it for the Reds.
If he was on your team, you'd love him.
Yeah, absolutely. But also, you were trying to defend him and said he didn't deserve to get suspended for what he did, and that's ridiculous.
He sure as fuck did not deserve to get suspended. He just flexed on someone. Look at any other sport. Baseball is fucking boring. Why does no one watch baseball?
Because they're checking pitchers every inning on if they have a foreign substance on their stuff.
That's not why people aren't watching baseball.
Okay, but anyways.
I'll flex on you after this podcast, and don't even worry about it.
Don't talk to me until you hit the Hail Mary parlay of the day.
No.
That's all I got. All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So we said this last episode, but last episode obviously did not happen. And actually, shout out to Diz. We actually caught Craig. He actually left again in the middle of this podcast. So screw you, Craig. I am going on a vacation, a trip, family trip, whatever. A family member is getting married out in Colorado. So we are traveling out there for this weekend for kind of an extended weekend. And so we will not be having a podcast Friday or Monday. So you guys will get a week of not having to hear from us. Of course, we will still be tweeting out bets at Sportsbet by Dumb, like we mentioned earlier. But yeah, so we're just taking a brief hiatus, but we will be back on Wednesday. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We appreciate you riding with us, and let's have a nice, profitable week away from the podcast, and we will see you all on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.